Good morning, everybody. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny on a Saturday. Freedom 93. 93.3 FM, our home in Tallahassee. Glad you've tuned in. Either you're listening on air or online, and if you're not, you can certainly explain that to me later, because those are the only two ways that I know that you would be able to listen. We've got Brian Norris, who's going to join us this hour, talking about love at work. Lexi and Sonia are here giving us events in a minute, and I'll have some comment to share with you regarding the Zimmerman case, so stay with us.
Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny, brought to you by Robert Sand Company, providing soil, mulches, compost, rock, and gravel for homeowners and businesses for 50 years, and by Truck and Car Concepts on Mahan Drive for accessories, detailing, and window tinting for your car or truck.
Truck and Car Concepts, we're your one-stop shop for tricking out and truck.
Folks, the backup camera system has become a standard in most of the new vehicles, and you don't have to buy a new vehicle in order to have the safety and protection of the standard. Come in to Truck and Car Concepts. We can install a backup camera system that's going to give you the safety and protection for $399 and up.
Everything is here from A to Z.
Hey, Jerry.
Hi, Peter.
Wow, you really going after those carrots?
Yeah, so?
Well, you gotta slow down.
Oh, no. You're right.
Must be the Roberts.
What? Roberts?
Yeah, Roberts Topsoil and Compost.
Farmer Brown is a genius.
Grow your garden with the best from Roberts Sand Company. Call 576-1414 or click robertssand.com. Do the Roberts.
So, we've got lots of things in the news from this week, locally and around the country. Did you know the Florida State women's basketball, nice little jaunt for them coming up, I think August 6th is that. Nike has sponsored them. They're going to be going overseas. They'll be in Italy and where else? Let's see. Yes, they're going to Italy and Senegal. And that'll feature the full slate of basketball and community service projects that they're going to be involved in. It's a 10-day trip, so congrats to our very own Florida State women's basketball, Sue Semero and company. And the coach said, these foreign tour trips are once-in-a-lifetime opportunities for our student-athletes, and I'm so glad that we can provide this experience at FSU. So good going, guys, and thanks to Nike for helping those young ladies out. Great representation for us. We have a friend in this broadcast that you know, Bill Grace, who for many years has organized and otherwise underwritten the Peace in the Park project. And if you recall, he's been a guest on the show even here a few weeks ago talking about that event. He has a business called Bally High. And Bally High, he said, has always been a part of their passion for travel, and with the business, they've not been able to do as much traveling. So he and his wife are closing up Bally High, and we wish him well, Bill and Elaine Grace, who for their part have specialized in fair trade imports. Well, guess what? Here's your last chance. They have an auction coming up later today. So make your way to Railroad Square. Just give a little shout out to our buddy Bill. Get down there and cash in on some great stuff. They've got artwork and mirrors and carved teak crafts and creations and lamps and decorator items, all kinds of stuff, furniture, novelty items, all of that being auctioned off this afternoon. So you want to make your way to Railroad Square. Tell them Tallahassee Talks said hi. They'll appreciate that. And, of course, we've had, without any doubt, the Zimmerman trial and its outcome in our minds and in our headlines and on our TVs and our computers for all of these many days. And of course, in town, we've seen some of the outcome of that verdict being expressed in protests there at the governor's office. It occurred to me earlier in talking about it that what we found ourselves doing was reacting emotionally to the outcome on one side of that question or the other, No doubt there is tragedy everywhere you look. So there really is nothing to be said about anybody winning in this situation. Nobody won. The only thing that I wanted to underscore was the fact that our justice system as such and our determination to be ruled by law and not by a dictator, not by the mob, was really on trial. And it is always that case. It wasn't any different when John Adams defended British soldiers who were accused of killing colonists who, in an incident often referred to as the Boston Massacre, I mean, they shot into this crowd and some people were killed. But Adams took it upon himself, though a very unpopular decision, to defend these British soldiers. And why? Well, because he believed in the principle of a fair and just trial. He recognized there was something at stake that was much bigger, much more significant than the outcome of any one situation, certainly that one. And at a time when America was just then getting its feet, we'll say. Well, so he did that. He took that upon himself and did not enjoy the favor of many, but he did so in defense of an idea. And I would submit that we've seen that played out here again, and we'll see it played out countless times. When the verdict is announced, we can react emotionally, and that's, again, our freedom. It is certainly our right to express disapproval or disagreement, but we have at the same time the responsibility, it seems to me, to stand up for the process. And if we think that the process in some fashion is flawed, if the system is somehow broken, well, then it's up to us to fix that. Something could be said about the decision that Rolling Stone magazine made in placing this young man's face on the cover. Many have been offended, and many have expressed that offense, and businesses that have decided to not carry that issue have expressed their discontent with that decision. While we express ourselves emotionally and intellectually, which is our right and our responsibility, we then stand up and say, this is not what I want to see happen. And we have the right to do so, just as Rolling Stone has the right to make their decision. And they've done that. And they've done so in an editorial way, which, by the way, if you look at the cover, it refers to this young man. And how did he become such a monster? So they're expressing their opinion, and they're taking that opportunity to do so in a public way. I wonder if all of us are as willing to put our opinions out there for everybody else to examine. And I'm not in defense of any one position here, but I am standing up for the process, and and my understanding of what is the principle at stake. What is it that we really are so in love with in this country? Is it not the fact that on any given day of the week, we can express an opinion that is short of any kind of slander or defamation? There are certain things we can't do in the name of free speech that are injurious. But when it comes to expressing an opinion and stating that opinion publicly, it seems to me that's exactly what our courts, our justice system, our press represent for us. It's the very best that we have to offer as a democracy. So here we are, folks, on a Saturday. That's my pitch to you this morning. I hope that it finds you well. I hope that you're enjoying your Saturday. By the way, we do have, on a lighter note, we have a winner in our contest. And I don't know if you recall, but we want to congratulate Ann Feliciano, who is a listener to the show, who lives in Mahopac, I guess that's pronounced correctly, Mahopac, New York, but a big fan of the show, who entered our photo contest, and she has won herself a 3-day, 2-night stay at Panama City Beach because she got the most votes. Have you not participated in that? Well, shame on you. Go to our Facebook page, and that's facebook.com, and then you go to Tallahassee Talks, and you can be a part of those kinds of fun things and a whole lot more. Keep up to date with us on our attempts to talk about what is going on around Tallahassee. That's your place to be. TallahasseeTalks.com is our website, and you can go to the Facebook page, or you can email us at topics@TallahasseeTalks.com. All sorts of ways to reach out and be a part of this great show. We're glad you're a part of it this morning. We look forward to having you with us in the hour. Brian Norris is coming up. Stay tuned.
Time to check out our buddy Joe over at Truck and Car Concepts. What's going on, man?
Hey, man, what's going on with you guys?
Well, here's the deal. I heard that you were gone all day as you were out tinting a house.
Yes, sir. His customer was having a big heat problem on the west side of the house in the afternoon. We went over, did the estimate, decided to do the east side of the house as well. Let me tell you something. We knocked out 79% of the heat energy, which is going to totally knock down the electricity bill. Not only that, but she had some really nice paintings that were fading out in the living room. 99% ultraviolet ray elimination.
So it would fade out like carpets and drapes and furniture and stuff?
Not only that, but it also fades out those expensive hardwood floors. So window filming the house is nothing but a plus. It comes and it takes down the heat energy, and that's, you know, bottom line.
So even though the place is called Truck and Car Concepts, you could throw a house in there too.
We can do houses, planes, trains, or automobiles, man. If it's got glass, we tint it. Truck and Car Concepts. 656-8800. Give us a call.
He is the executive director for Love at Work Missions, which started back in 1993, really as a construction project that has evolved into an important ministry, continuing to grow and provide young people with the opportunity to learn great skills that they can then use in work situations. Love at Work is the mission. Our guest is Brian Norris. Brian, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
We're glad you're here this morning on a beautiful day in Tallahassee, when in fact, we have the opportunity to learn more about Love at Work Missions. You've been involved from the very beginning of this whole thing. Where did you get involved, I guess I should ask?
I got involved about 5 years ago now. I was a junior in high school, just kind of rolling through life, and a pretty girl actually asked me to come to Love at Work.
Always helps. Mm-hmm.
Always, mm-hmm. Just as a camper. And
God does work in mysterious ways.
Exactly. And
not so mysterious at times.
That's right. And so she asked me to come as a camper, and I didn't really ask any questions. I was just like, sure, I'll go, you know, whatever. And didn't really know what I was getting myself into, and asked like 2 or 3 days before, hey, what is this thing? And she kind of explained it to me. I was like, well, that sounds awful. I don't want to go. And she was like, no, yeah, please. I promise it'll be fun. So I went, and it ended up being the best week of my life. It's where I dedicated my life to Christ, and I went back my senior year as a camper. The year after I graduated from high school, they asked me to be on staff as a worksite staff, so I did that. And then the following year, they asked me if I would take the executive director position, and this is my second year as executive director.
Really cool. I'm looking at the website, loveatwork.org. It's loveatworkmissions.org, by the way, folks, if you're wanting to play along at home. And a couple of interesting points. These folks have as their core mission the encouragement of spiritual growth in these young people who come to be a part of this work. And so the statement is to encourage spiritual growth in youth through service to others. Right. Tell me about that. How does that work?
So we believe as a staff and as an organization that one of the most important parts of spiritual development in Christ and just in personal development in general is a concern for others, and not just a concern for others, but actions that back up that concern. So what we try to encourage is with these kids that come out here is to just care more about the people around you than you do about yourself. And you don't do that just by feeling bad. You don't do that by, you know, having this sense of just concern and, oh, well, it's so hard over there. You do that by serving, right? Well, we don't want you to feel sorry. We want you to feel passionate. We want you to feel motivated to go and just spend time with people and just love people. So that's what we encourage our kids to do when they come out there. Mm-hmm. But we also want them to take that back with them. You know, I typically teach on Sunday night, and when I talk, I tell the kids, like, if this is just a week out of your year that you're going to do this, stop coming back. Stop wasting our time. You know, make this a week where you can get prepared to go back to your everyday life and live like this and serve the people around you.
That's interesting. One of the fundamental scripture verses they have here on the website comes from Galatians chapter 5. And this says, "For you were called to freedom, brothers. Only do not use your freedom as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another." So that's sort of a guiding meta statement there for you as an organization, this idea of loving by serving.
Right.
And love in that sense means, as you point out, not just feeling sorry for people, but getting in and getting involved with rubber meets the road.
Right.
Things that are meaningful and contributive.
Right.
Now, it sounds like this has a kind of summer camp sort of structure to it. If I'm a young person in high school and I want to participate, what does that look like?
Well, what we do, the way that we try to accomplish our mission is we bring groups of middle and high school students out to Gadsden County during the summer, and we stay at a place called Centenary Camp in Quincy. And we're there from a Sunday to a Saturday, and Monday through Friday we go out, you know, on the work site. We come back, we have our session, but we're at camp all week long. And so that's kind of how we operate now. This summer we've done 2 weeks already. We're getting for our third and fourth weeks coming up. And we're always looking to expand. This past year we actually did a few weekend projects. We're looking to move into doing, you know, spring break, winter break, doing some more college things. Always trying to find new ways to get more and more people involved and more people out there.
When they do get involved, what kind of work are they doing? Their construction work, or what kind of services involved?
So we've become known as the roofing camp because we do a lot of roofing. We've got a lot of homes over there that, you know, when it rains, people living in houses are getting wet. So we've come to do a lot of roofing. We do a lot of wheelchair.
So you go out into the community.
Right.
And find those places, those people who need your help. Okay.
We do a lot of wheelchair ramps. We do some decks and stairs. We'll do a little bit of painting and siding. And then from time to time, we'll have more of a community project that comes up. For example, a few years back, we went to Gretna Elementary School and just repainted the whole school.
That's cool.
Yeah. So we basically do everything that we can find a need for.
For those of you who are Facebook friendly and would like to see, I'm looking at some of these pictures on your Facebook page here, Brian. And by the way, folks, it's facebook.com and then Love at Work Missions is the tag there. But man, looking at these pictures, I mean, this is great. These are kids that are having a blast, having a lot of fun. But then there's also those pictures where you can see how much of the work really goes into their hands. They're not just standing around watching other people do the work, are they?
Right. Well, that's, you know, when we get together as staff before camp, I explain to my staff very clearly that I did not hire you to come out here and roof a house. If that were the case, I would have hired a roofing crew and not all of you, because most of my staff, you know, when they first show up, don't really know how to roof, and that's fine. But they, you know, they're there to
so they learn that skill on
right.
the job.
And so we have, you know, a few staff trainings beforehand to teach them the basics, but they're there to teach the kids how to serve. Because again, our mission is, you know, to teach these youth the importance of service and how to serve, not to roof a bunch of houses.
Wow.
You know, I tell my staff at the beginning of every week, a successful week is a week in which you don't pick up a hammer, but you spend the whole week teaching other kids how to pick up a hammer.
In that process, and this has got to be an interesting part for you, I would think. Here you are, the executive director, and that means, I assume, you've got a lot of the administrative part going on. You get to see the change in these kids' lives?
Oh, yeah. It's incredible. And I think you see it more from being a worksite staff, because the worksite staff meet with the kids in small group at the end of the night and talk about the day and just talk about life. But what's really cool for me, because it is very difficult for me to kind of take that step back and not be in a small group and not be on just one worksite.
Yeah.
But it's so cool because I have this unique perspective of being able to step back and see all, you know, 6-7 groups kind of come together in our community picnic, which we do on Wednesday, and we really see, that's when we see the change in kids.
Kids have decided
that this isn't really about me, and they go and they spend time with their homeowners, they spend time with people from the community, they spend time with young kids that come out here to the picnic, and it's, I mean, you know, it's really humbling to see what all goes on out there and how kids' lives change.
Wow.
And especially knowing how it changed my life as well is what makes it really cool to see that same thing happening in other kids.
We're talking with Brian Norris here this morning. He is the executive director for Love at Work, an extension of Killarn United Methodist Church. And you're in tune with Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Stay with me.
Hey, Magnolia.
Oh, hey, Chris.
Hey, you're looking pretty good there. You've been doing the Roberts, right?
Yeah, hey, and I can't thank you enough, you know. I haven't felt this good in years. I mean, I'm putting out roots and leaves I didn't know I had in me. And look at these blossoms, huh?
I'm telling you, it's the Roberts. Hey, that's great, Mac. I'm happy for you.
Yeah, and you know, I think everybody ought to be doing the Roberts. I mean, it's not just good for guys like us, but, you know, for everybody, right?
Have you seen Camellia lately?
Hi, guys.
Oh, yeah.
Do your flowers, plants, and trees a favor with the best organic topsoil, compost, and mulch from Roberts Sand Company. Ask for it by name at your local nursery or call 576-1414 or click robertssand.com. Do the Roberts.
So we're talking with Brian Norris here this morning at Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. That would be me, Brian Norris. There are two Brians in the room, so let's try to keep this all straight. Brian Norris is the executive director for Love at Work. What a cool idea. Then this started how? How did Love at Work really get its start?
The way that Love at Work got its start was essentially 20 years ago, a group of guys over at Killarn United Methodist kind of caught wind of some needs over in Gretna, Florida. And they just kind of got a group together, went out there. It was a group of guys that were, you know, good at building, good at construction type projects. And
they wanted to help.
Yeah. And you know, one of the things that I love to say that we do is we see a need and we meet a need. And that's how it started.
Say, over the years, for those of you who don't know this, Killarn United Methodist Church has contributed in a lot of different ways. Mm-hmm. Probably, among other things, famous for their Living Nativity that you guys have done. And that one activity there is a huge undertaking.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody gets involved. And if you've never been a part of that, my goodness, you certainly owe it to yourself to take opportunity. We're about 6 months away, but when Christmas time comes again, make sure you do that. If you've done it, and maybe you've done it like our family, it was a, man, when my kids were growing up, it was the annual trip, you know, and the get on the hay ride and, you know, and yell at all the Roman soldiers and, you know, and it was just a lot of fun, but it was an amazing, of course, portrayal of the Nativity, and of course, in that way, there was a very clear message, and it seems like that's the business here. So once again, Killarn United Methodist Church has found a way to translate the idea and the faith and the belief and the devotion into activity that all of us can relate to. Everybody needs to have a house that doesn't leak or a ramp to be able to get up into their house. And that's the need you're meeting.
Right.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So is that sort of the spirit, do you think, for Killarn United Methodist? That's kind of what keeps things moving. It's always about finding the practical, we'll call it, or the more evident expression of love. And you said earlier, it's not enough just to feel sorry for somebody.
Right.
Do something, huh?
Well, yeah. And that's, you know, what I personally believe is the role of the church in this world is to find the orphan and the widow and to serve the needy, not just, like we're saying, not just sit around and talk about the needy or have a Bible study about the needy or have a small group that meets all the time about the needy or have a committee about the needy to go and find the needy and love them and serve them and find what they need and make them not the needy anymore.
I got you. So Centenary Camp is your kind of headquarters for that. Now, do you do just 1 week out of the year, or are you in in operation through the summer and you have kids coming on different weeks? How does that work?
Yeah, every summer we have multiple weeks. This summer, for example, we were first and third week of June, and then we'll be first and third week of July.
Okay.
And throughout the year, we mostly operate out of my car, and also sometimes we have a little bit of office space that's donated to us.
Gotcha.
And so that's where we do. And, you know, as far as our staff goes, we have our staff meetings at each other's houses, and we just kind of put this thing together however we can.
I hope you're hearing this, folks. This is an example of feet on the ground, get it done kind of attitude. And honestly, it's pervading a lot of startup businesses. We see this a lot. Here's a ministry that's been in operation for a while, not burdened with a lot of infrastructure, overhead, maintaining an office. You guys just get it done. That's really remarkable. A ministry on wheels, so to speak. Then Centenary Camp, so 4 weeks. Is it too late at this point? It would be, wouldn't it? Because here we are in mid-July. So you're done for the summer. What happens after that? Can we get involved in some other capacity, or can kids get involved?
Yeah, absolutely. The easiest way to get in touch with us is just to email us at lawmissions@gmail.com. And if you send us an email, we always have, you know, either projects that need to get finished up that maybe didn't get finished during the year, or needs that arise during the year. I mean, we've got a stack of applications about 75 people deep. And so anytime that we can get a group together to go out and do something that maybe take 2 or 3 days. We're always looking for people that are interested in getting involved in that community.
So these 75 are folks who want to help, want to be involved?
No, those 75 applications are people that need help.
Asking for help.
Right.
Okay, so there's plenty of work to be done.
Yeah, always.
And the email again is laws...
Lawmissions, L-A-W missions at gmail.com.
Okay, L-A-W missions at gmail.com.
That's
okay.
Right.
Got that. So if I'm sitting here listening this morning, and folks, I know you're paying attention, aren't you? Hello? So we're going to send Brian an email and say, hey, I want to contribute, I want to help, I want to get involved, I want to get my kids involved. That's the way to do that. L-A-W, law, missions, at gmail.com. Okay. What about other churches even around the region who see what you're doing? Has there been any sort of proliferation, people wanting to replicate what you're doing in their work, in their churches?
Well, it's been done one time actually up in North Carolina. Somebody that was kind of involved with our program for a little while went up there and did, I believe, just a week. And that's, you know, kind of our hope is that as we can get some more exposure, people realize that this is a very, you know, this is a very easy to replicate project. You know, we're always more than willing to talk to people about that are interested in doing this kind of thing and kind of helping them get off the ground.
Oh. Folks, we're learning a whole lot here about what it is to live out this encouragement that we talk about as Christians, or as those people of faith who want to contribute to others, who want to live out in a manner that reflects our commitment to serve one another. And this work, Love at Work, an organization that started back in 93, did we say, right?
Yes.
Through Killarney United Methodist Church in Tallahassee. Boy, they certainly have done their part. And we've got Brian Norris with us, the executive director, and learning all about that. We'll have more for you right after this. Time now for Events in a Minute with Lexi Bellastreri and Sonia Jovetich, brought to you by The Printery, where color copies start as low as 36 cents. Lexi?
Tonight from 7 to 11 p.m., Tallahassee Magazine is putting on its biggest social event of the summer, the 2013 Tallahassee Top Singles Auction, where Tallahassee's most eligible bachelors and bachelorettes will be auctioned off for their favorite local charities. Tickets are $75 for singles and $125 for couples. In addition to a chance to go on a date with one of these most eligible, there will be food, music, and fun for all you single gentlemen and single ladies. Whoa-oh!
Monday night is Children's Evening at the Leon County Public Library. This week, join Sean Driscoll as he puts on Diggory Digger's Rock and Roar Dino Show. This awesome live theater adventure combines animated puppets and roaring music The show starts at 6:30 and will be at the main library.
Rawr.
Friday night, Big Al and the Heavyweights will be at the Bradfordville Blues Club. Join Big Al, Dean the Bass Machine Galatas, James Bass and the Colonel as they bring the blues with them straight from the Big Easy. Tickets are available online at bradfordvilleblues.com or at the door. The show starts at 10 p.m.
Also on Friday, Winos Rejoice. New Leaf Market is hosting a wine tasting from 5:30 to 7 p.m. There will be a selection of different domestic and imported wines from all over the world, some of which will be additive-free. Did I mention that the tickets are only $3? There's no excuse for you not to go. No whining allowed. For more information on events, check out our website at tallahasseetalks.com/calendar. These are your events in a minute for Tallahassee Talks.
I'm Lexi Balistrieri.
And I'm Sonia Yovetic.
We were faced with a very difficult situation. It was horrible. The trauma scene was bad enough, and it involved hazardous material. When we contacted Associated Services, it was so reassuring. They put together a team for us immediately and stayed in contact with us, even though we were 3 hours away.
We get a lot of those kind of calls, but this one somehow was different. What really stuck was the confusion in her voice.
They were available to answer all our questions and provide additional help throughout the entire ordeal. They were right there, compassionate, professional, even months after completing the job. Associated Services, I would trust them with any job, regardless of scale.
Since 1975, Associated Services Cleaning and Restoration, experts in dealing with mold, water, fire, and biohazard cleanup, experienced in dealing with people. Associated Services Cleaning and Restoration, online at associatedsvs.com.
Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny on a Saturday here at 93.3 FM. Glad you've tuned in. Glad that you have had this opportunity to learn about Brian Norris and the work he's doing with these folks. Love at Work is the organization. Gosh, what a great idea to take a bunch of kids, take them out to a camp set. And by the way, this camp setting we're talking about, Centenary Camp out there in the Gretna Quincy area. I won't tell you how many years ago it's been because she'll really get upset with me, but my wife was a counselor at Centenary Camp.
Really?
Yeah. Even before we were married, she was there on staff one summer. So I have a personal connection to that place, and what a great place it is. It's a neat camp.
Yeah, it is.
And if the chiggers don't destroy you, the mosquitoes will. No. But it is out there in the wonderful area that we know as Gadsden County, the mm-hmm. Gretna Quincy area. And here we have Brian Norris telling us about how they use that facility as a meeting ground for kids to come together and have a bunch of fun. But in having that fun, the greatest joy is that they get to help other people by contributing their time and their labor. And so the projects you've described, Brian, helping a family re-roof their house or building a deck or a ramp for somebody who may be in a wheelchair, are you ever asked to do work that you feel like is beyond the scope? You just can't, you don't have a skill set or what?
Yeah, all the time. In our application process, at the bottom of the application, it essentially just, hey, what do you need done to your house?
Yeah.
And there are lots of times where we get things that, quite frankly, we're just not skilled enough to do, or we don't feel like, you know, our group of kids is skilled enough to do.
Yeah.
And when that happens, we try and reach out to other places, such as the Fuller Center and Ability First, and let them know, hey, here's this family with this need, you know, or even just people that we know. You know, if we know an electrician, we know a plumber that it would be willing to do something just kind of on the side for free. Let them know, hey, here's this family. If you'd like to come do this, we'd really appreciate it.
Yeah, yeah. Do you have a cap on the number of kids that you can camp in a week?
Yeah, so Centenary Camp can hold, I think, 98 people, including, you know, staff and all that. So we usually kind of put our cap around 75 or 80 kids a week.
Are you limited as to the number of camps you can do just in terms of the camp schedule? Because they have other people using that camp, right?
Right. Well, we get pretty much as many weeks as we think we can fill with kids.
I see.
And that's typically what limits us, is how many youth groups do we think we can get signed up.
I see. Okay. So what does it cost the kid to be there?
So it would cost someone $350 to come from Sunday through Saturday. And, you know, I know that sounds like a lot of money, but that's what it takes to, you know, feed the kids.
Yeah.
You got to have somewhere to stay. And it also pays for all the materials as well.
Sure. All the building materials.
Yeah, all the building. Everything that happens at Love at Work is 100% funded by the kids that come to camp.
Wow. Well, when you stop and think about that, $350 for a seven-day run, and
right.
you got to pay materials out of that, actually doesn't sound like a whole lot of money to
right.
me.
Right. When compared to, you know, so many mission trips that will take you out of the country, you know,
even other camping programs.
Right.
I mean, I haven't put kids in camp for a few years. Mine are not camping as much unless
right.
they're out there in the forest somewhere on their own.
Yeah.
But man, $350. I mean, I'm thinking $500 to $600-700 for a week at a camp.
Yeah.
So it seems to me this is not only a great price, but a great mission, a great opportunity.
Yeah.
What kinds of things do you hear from the parents? I mean, do they get in touch with you and say, hey, this was the worst experience of my kid's life. Please don't ever call me? Or how does that work?
Well, there's two kinds of parent involvement. When the kids come out to camp, the youth groups are responsible for bringing a certain number of adult leaders to be on the work site and in the small group with the kids. So we get parent feedback that way. And we also, from time to time, we'll get kids' parents that call us and let us know, mostly kids that we're a little bit more familiar with, have known for a little while, that, you know, just let us know how much they appreciate, you know, the time and effort that we put in. And and it's always really refreshing and really nice when you get one of those emails or one of those text messages. 'Cause a lot of times, you know, for my staff, it's a long summer. They're on the clock from 7 o'clock in the morning till about 11:30 at night,
right.
you know, Sunday through Saturday.
So in addition to your role as executive director for Love at Work, then you have another means of employment, some other day job you've got, or is this it for you?
Well, up to this point, I just graduated from Florida State in May.
Okay.
So I was a full-time student and at the same time doing this.
Okay.
And you know, this doesn't pay very much at all.
Yeah.
So I also had a part-time job actually working for a private investigator who was one of the guys that 20 years ago went with that first group into Gretna and Gadsden County.
Okay, so connection there.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool. And so how are you funded other than the camping fees? Because it sounds like that goes to the week. Then how are all of your other expenses provided? I mean, is this strictly by donation or is it coming from the church? Do they give you a stipend of some kind? Or
well, that's pretty much it. You know, we've just this past year started to expand and try and start a little bit of a fundraising program. We've got a handful of churches that do donate to us from time to time, and Killarn helps us out. I mean, you know, just with things like having a Lowe's card and having a Walmart card,
yeah.
Which, you know, we end up paying all that back. But Killarn's always very helpful as far as trying to fundraise, especially get their kids to come out.
Have you reached out to local lumber companies or hardware supply companies to help you in with the material cost?
Yeah, and we, you know, we actually had a donation from J.H. Dowling that was secured by one of our adult volunteers that came out week one. But the main problem with that is we're still working to get somewhere to put all this stuff. Because that'd be great if we could get, you know, thousands of dollars in donated materials, but then, you know, we're going to drive around for 2 months pulling it behind us in a trailer.
Okay,
so
here's what you need then. You need more money.
Oh, yeah.
You need suppliers who are going to donate materials.
Yep.
You need a warehouse where you can store all that stuff.
Three for three.
Okay. What else?
That's about it. If we could get those three things,
folks,
we'd be in a lot better position.
We can do this. I mean, we can do this. You mean to tell me that the thousands of people who are sitting and listening to this show this morning don't know somebody who has an empty warehouse somewhere that could yet let you use that as storage for these building materials? They're going to do what? Teach a kid how to love other people with his own bare hands and do what? Help some people over in an area of the community that could use some help, right? Need a roof repaired, need a ramp or a front porch installed, and just don't have the money to do it.
Right.
What a great idea. You got to tell me that there's somebody out there hearing this right now that could reach out and say, hey, we're going to do it. Well, folks, that's our call for today. That's the mission. And it's called Love at Work. And you can reach Brian Norris, the executive director, with that simple email, lawmissions@gmail.com. So lawmissions@gmail.com, or go to the website, loveatworkmission.org is the, right. is the URL. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Glad you're with us. Glad you've been able to be a part of this hour, and encouraging you to get involved with people like Brian Norris and the good work they're doing. And be sure to be with us again next week. We'll have more of what Tallahassee's talking about, because that's what we're all about, wanting to make sure you know what's going on. If you've missed any of our broadcasts, go to the website, TallahasseeTalks.com. It's all there for you, archived nice and neat the way Cabot does things. It's beautiful. Or friend us on Facebook. So we got some fun stuff going on. We want you to be a part of it. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. So come on, Tallahassee. Come talk to me.
Whidden Glass takes care of Tallahassee business. Local contractors know Whidden Glass has been taking care of business since 1945. They prefer Whidden Glass because of their precise window glass replacement, masterful shower enclosures, and storefront glass. Whidden Glass will take care of you to your complete satisfaction. That's been Whidden's way of doing business for 65 years. When you call Whidden Glass, you're dealing with experienced, reliable professionals who offer only the best. Like Whidden's top-of-the-line bath enclosures that provide style and luxury at an affordable price. Eye-catching storefronts are a specialty at Whidden Glass. We'll help you design it and install it. We've done hundreds of storefronts in the Tallahassee area. That's why Whidden is known for taking care of business. Whidden Glass, the first name in glass replacement. Call 222-5781.